Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I still, when it comes to these, I know that there's always going to be problems that people need help with, but
unfortunately, but fortunately too.
But fortunately, but fortunately, we devote a show once a month to that.
It sucks you got to go through it, but you know what? Go through it with you.
Yeah, God bless. We've been through it with you.
For a long time.
1-800-774-0093. I can't pick first. Paige, you pick.
Oh, well, let's go with number one.
Because they're all anonymous, yeah. All right, yeah. Anonymous number one. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Y'all jazzed up after hearing the karate rap song?
No, that was great.
It was dope. All right, so literally lay it on us. No clue what's going on with you, but tell us.
My wife and I had a really good couple friends. You know, they were married for about 7 years, and we did like everything together. We did like double dates, we went on vacation together, like, you know, everything. And
swap
after the
oh, that's a good question.
Is that what this what is gonna be? Did y'all swap?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it started with date night and then vacations.
So I thought it was going.
I was like, oh, we had an old swaparoo.
Just really good friends.
Yeah.
And, after 7 years, they went their separate ways. And it really turned into like a pick sides type of situation with them. And
that's where my
wife. Yeah. My wife really didn't want me to. There was a falling out between like my wife and my friend's wife, and it was just kind of like a mess. And now again, my wife really wants me to pick sides, and I still really, really am friends with Aaron, and that's the husband in the other couple, and.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I should tell her. She doesn't know that we've been hanging out, but when everything was fine, we just became really, really good friends.
Yeah.
So
it's not a case where she's still friends with her and she's like, I don't want you to be friends with him. She's not friends with either one of them, your wife, but she doesn't want you to
be. Huge falling out with them, and you know, I just can't. It's hard to make friends at my age. I don't know if you guys are having the same issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, because, like, who decides in their, I don't know how old you are, but let's say 30s or 40s, like, oh, I'm going to get a new friend. That's rare.
Yeah, I mean, you're more protective. Well, not really protective of your time.
Your circle is just a little smaller.
Yeah, it is.
Not like that. I was talking about your social circle. Not the bottom.
And you got like don't have as much time.
You know, yeah.
Everybody's busy.
That's so busy. So, but ooh, you feel as though in a sense you're kind of, would you say emotionally cheating on your wife? I mean, you're she's forbidding something and you're doing it. Not cheating in with like the dude, but like you're friendly with him and you're still hanging out with him. Is the guy a bad example?
You know, I don't see it as cheating because, you know, Aaron's a really good guy. He, you know, he's got his issues. He's had drug issues in the past. He doesn't really have anybody in his corner. And I don't really want to abandon him like that. He's just been such a good friend. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm
not giving the guy money or anything like that. So,
So you said there was a big blow up, and does the wife? I wouldn't say his name again either if I were you. If well, I mean, you know, especially now if you say that part. But like, does the wife have issues with drugs too?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I actually, you know, I had to help him find like a lawyer for like other situations, and he's got issues, and it's okay. But he's been a really great friend.
Yeah, well, that's good that you I think that's good that you, when he's down and out, that's usually when you find out who your real friends are.
But how long does that last? Because at some point you got to manage your relationship against his.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna come.
I keep hiding it from the wife. It's not like I'm going behind her back or anything. It's right. Just I don't tell her that we're going to hang out when I'm going to hang out with him, which is kind of behind her back. So
right. Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know what to do.
I think you have to you should probably tell her and just say, look, I mean, she likely knows about his issues, and you know when he doesn't maybe have a lot of support. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of admirable.
That's it.
Admirable that you're sticking by him. Because what does a person down on their luck have to offer you? Literally, not much of anything.
Nothing.
And people who hang by people during those times are the ones you got to remember when you get up. And that's the people. You don't go searching for everything. You're like, the ones that were there then, by God, next time we all go on stage.
Yeah, because you're going to shoulder his burdens. I mean, you probably already are.
Yep.
But
a little bit.
It's extra
you know, I'm trying to help him a lot. And, you know, like you said, I just kind of want to be there for him right now. And
I'll ask you this. Do you have a history with any drug problems? Because your wife may see this as opening that door.
No.
Okay.
No, I've never had drug problems.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish I could say the same about the woman in our room right now. Oh, Lord God. She's over there with a freaking rubber band around her wrist right now.
Old steak box over here. You're looking
old
up
steak
there.
Box.
Steak box.
I think you got to find a way to get some separation, at least initially, because she's going to find out at some point. And then, you know, at least you could be like, well, we don't hang out that often. You know, it's occasionally.
Yeah.
Then maybe the wife would be like, oh, okay, well, he's not a complete dick for leaving the guy who needed him.
Absolutely not.
It's just better not to keep secrets.
Yeah, it is. And especially.
When I say the falling out was bad, it was bad. This is definitely like if she found out. I know it's going to cause a problem.
Man, gosh, that's not something you want to talk about, huh? The falling out?
I don't.
Oh,
I can imagine if the guy's on drugs and they're not together anymore.
Oh, Lord. Well, he didn't
do anything. You know, there was stolen property involved.
Oh,
I don't want to get into it. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, see, I think your wife's big concern is that it just doesn't rub off on you. But if you let her know, say, look, I got a good foundation with you. I don't know if you have kids. Don't say. But I'm not going to jeopardize that for this. I just realize if I was in this situation, I would want someone like me around. Mm-hmm. That sounds a little narcissistic, but it's true. Like, that's what you want when you're down. So, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to friend you on Facebook because when I get down, I would need someone like you, Anonymous.
You are a good friend.
Thank you.
Please. Please. We can hang out.
I'll poke you. They still allow that on Facebook?
No, nah, they won't do it anymore. Poke anymore?
Yeah.
I got people I owe some pokes to.
Boobs McGee. I'm sure you do.
A Pokey Reese for one.
Again, it's tough to make friends, so.
Yeah. That's well, true. It is. And I think it's admirable that you stand by him, but do tell her.
Tell her that it's tough to make friends.
Yeah. I mean, if you enjoy someone's company, that's a good friend.
I think, well, he's probably not really enjoying this guy's company right now.
No, he's a druggie.
But he's, you know, think about June Carter Cash when Johnny was laying there with the withdrawals or whatever. She stood by him. She kept watching. I'm not saying you got to act like that to him, but
yeah.
Where would you be in life without people like that?
Yeah, people that can save you from your self-destruction.
Right. And that's Anonymous right now. You're I think you're a good person. But I would tell your wife though for sure.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're a nice person, but you're doing it all wrong.
Your heart is in the right place. I mean, that's true. But
you gotta
let her know.
Make sure he doesn't stick you when you're not looking too.
Oh gosh.
That's true. Gotta watch him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you more.
Nominate you for a Jefferson Award.
Yeah. Just you. I wanted to say what city he was calling from, but he's anonymous. So I guess they'd give it away.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is another way of how God gets people out of your life that don't need to be there.
Wow.
I don't think God's using threesomes to do that. I really, really don't.
My son, proposition them with a threesome.
Hey, this is the devil. And I want you, because he's got a lift probably. It's the devil. I want you to go over there and offer up your wife to your friend because we're trying to get him down here with us.
Like, devil, I didn't think you'd have a voice like this.
What do you mean? I have a tail.
I thought it'd be more demonic. Are you trying to trick me, devil?
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to be down here with it being so hot?
I don't want to find out, devil.
Look, you own the way to finding out.
I don't want to listen to you. You get off my shoulder.
I sound like the on Jaws, like on Family Guy.
You do.
Bruce.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe a little Lindsey Graham in there.
I can see right up them hairy legs.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Ukraine. Yeah, that's me, Lindsey. All right, let's get serious here. Enough about threesomes, or more about threesomes, in fact. So, if you just tune in, it's Truth and Consequences. We have this gentleman here who has been ghosted by his best friend since high school. Reason being is because he was over at his house with his friend's wife. They've been cool for many years. And
Cooking out,
having a little drinky-drink, a little smoky-smoke. And she ends up saying, hey, we want you to have a threesome with us. Dude that we've been talking to thought it was a joke. It turns out it was not a joke. When he turned it down, they quit talking to him. She unfriended him on all the social media, and his buddy didn't go deer tracking. Not hunting yet.
No, she even did the two fingers in the tongue.
Low season.
And a wink.
You know. Maybe. So he wants to, he's now very mad about this. He wants to call his friend and tell him, quote, you're stupid. And that's what he said. I want to tell him how stupid he is and also how just dumb this is that you're going to cost our friendship over this. But, you know.
Damn it.
The thing that we do for our women.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'd be his case. Ain't nobody throwing no threesome offering at me. And you better not if it's FF or MMF. I only want that FFM. And I don't even want that. That scares me. I just want to go regular FM like I do in radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring him back. Can't wait to say your name because I enjoy it. It's an old school name.
I've only known one.
You get a lot of people. Don't say the name yet, sir, but your name, do you have people say, that's a good old school name.
Yeah, it is. I like the name. Yeah,
it's almost in the same vein as like a name like Hank. You don't hear it very often. That's why I named one of my goats Hank.
I appreciate you, man.
Trying to bring it back. All right, Legally, I have to ask you this, sir. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not putting you up to it. You're providing the phone number, and you're not getting any tickets to any kind of events for this. You're doing it because you want to do it, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. No, all right. I don't want to lose my best friend over something stupid and, you know, weird.
Okay. And I will tell you this. If for some reason he cusses or you end up cussing, obviously we're live radio, we'll throw you on hold and dump it out and bring it back. But here we go. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Right, here we go. He's going to call his friend and say, you're stupid, and here's why. It also, you know, it's a weird proposition to make. I tell you what, this text right here before we can really, me and my wife have threesomes. We would never offer it to one of our friends. Boom. That's exactly what I thought.
Hello? Oh, well, well, look who answers the phone if the number's blocked.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? I'm at work, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Well, this won't take long, but, I mean, this sucks, dude. You know, you're obviously ignoring me, you know, because I wouldn't have sex with your wife in some messed up threesome you wanted to have. I turn you down only out of respect for you and our friendships, and now you're totally ghosting me like I'm the bad guy.
No, nobody said you were the bad guy.
Hey, just let me finish before you get pissed off and hang up, Dale. You're a coward, man. That was stupid, and I thought you were better than this.
Look, man, look, we're cool. It's just a whole weird thing. I shouldn't have let you get put in the middle of it.
Yeah, literally in the middle of it, yeah.
Okay, listen. I never told you this, but back in May, Brittany caught me texting with Tiff, and yeah, she found out that I had slept with her, so it, like,
oh, hey, man, hey, don't say any more right now.
No, whoa. I should have already told you this, and I should have forewarned you, but Britt wanted to make it even, so she wanted a threesome with me and you. Hoyt. You there?
Yeah, I am. I wish you wouldn't have said all that. You just said a little bit too much.
You really did say too
no,
much.
No, you needed to. You need to know.
Hoyt, Dale, yeah. Dale.
Hoyt, yeah. Dale.
Hey, you're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're out of Greenville, South Carolina. This whole conversation's been on the phone. That's why he was telling you to quit saying all that. Toward the end there.
He's trying to help you out.
This is all live, and it's not a break.
No, this did, but not on the air, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We called you. Don't cuss, but...
Jesus, God almighty, Hoyt!
Well, I mean, what'd you expect?
He hung up.
Oh, crap!
We got Hoyt, but Dale hung up.
He would have got almighty Hoyt. First off, you got Hoyt and Dale. Let's just acknowledge that. Hoyt. I love that name. Secondly,
oh, wow. Right,
we don't have to make that any worse than it was. Are you still there, Hoyt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's a lot. He's in the doghouse.
Well, it does. It makes it make more sense.
But now Hoyt's got to feel used.
It does, but that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like anybody could have been in Hoyt's position, and she would have done that just to get back at Dale.
No, the best thing was like, Dale or Hoyt was like, hey, man, don't say anymore. No, man, I need to. I need to tell you this. Oh, my God.
He had to spill his guts, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Look what happened.
Well, you know. You know,
I think it made it worse.
Well, you know, it actually, no. I mean, for him, yes. But it makes sense. I mean, it makes it more palpable. That
yeah, I get it now. I mean, like, that, she was just trying to get revenge.
But that's it. That's you know what? That adds actually more to the case of him being a dirty friend, a crap friend.
Yeah, he should have told you this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, she's going to... If you want to, fine. If you don't, it's just the deal we've worked out. But no. Oh, man.
It's like, please help me out there and don't do it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Hoyt.
What if he would have said yes? I think it would have came out in the middle of it because, you know, Dale's like, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. Well, why'd you want to? Well, she made me. You got nothing to, you know, you've got nothing to feel bad about here. I mean,
you got used.
He was already, this text, please isolate him saying God Almighty Hoyt. We will try to make that happen. That was an interesting exclamation.
He could have been crying. Like, Hoyt, I don't want my wife to be a pig cushion. Hoyt,
man. I was like, I got tased right when he started saying that. I just like shot, like, I just like, I started planking in my chair like, oh, I cannot freaking believe this.
I tried, I couldn't.
God Almighty, Hoyt. Hoyt.
I think you guys should go track now.
Is that, let me ask you this. Is that the first time you've ever been propositioned for a threesome? Like, you good-looking dude? I mean, you know.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, no, not. I've never been in that situation before. Not with another dude. I mean,
well, like, yeah, but
you
like,
know, college girls, but, like, I would never.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. Or? I don't even think he wanted to do it. I think he just, like, I think she forced him into the situation now.
God, that's so...
He could have given me a heads up, you know? Like, he could have been like, hey, that's going to happen. Just, you know, play it off.
Absolutely. But
he's, like, not even talking to me. I don't know.
Like, all that happened because he, you know, was stepping out or whatever. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, I really didn't know about that. I did not know about that at all. He did not tell me.
Your name from here on out would be P1 God Almighty Hoyt, just so you know, if you ever call
that's
again.
That's a good one, too.
That, yeah. Listen, Ugg. We always say this. You say Ugg just then. You just say Ugg.
I think you did.
I've seen people write it. I've never heard them verbalize Ugg before, only when talking about shoes. But here's the thing. Let's check in with you in a week or so and tell us what happened, if anything. Just to, you know, like just a little update. Is that something we can do?
Yeah, we can do it. I don't know if he's going to answer my phone calls now, but
we can
try.
Yeah, let us know.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports. To read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
God, you should have a strip club out there called Area Los 51.
Oh.
I know. I mean, it's just for the merch alone. It would be a roadside destination.
There's got to be one already, right? Well, that's really good.
Area Los 51.
Yeah, welcome to the main stage.
Yeah. Yeah, she's out of this world. And you know it.
So are these Hooters when you see them.
Yeah. So when I was told this story as a young boy, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old, I did not think it was real. But then the more I heard it, I was like, it's just one of those old wives' tales. Or... old husband's tales, as it were. And also, the story I was told was about a mountain man. That is not really the truth. Because that's what we do. We take stories and we make them fit our surroundings and our ethics and morals and values.
Oh, yeah, they change a lot. Too much.
Yes.
Liberties are taken.
Right. So, this actually happened in British Columbia. It was not... in our mountains, although they have them there, which is news to me.
Got a lot.
Little Fort, British Columbia, the 1950s. There was a guy lived off the grid. Now, not off the grid like we do today. This is just one of them guys that he'd go into town maybe once a month to buy dry goods, various sundries, and then go back to his house and you wouldn't see him again. He just, those days, off the grid. Now off the grid means you're writing a manifesto somewhere, starting a cult.
Yeah, it does.
You know, back then it was just like, oh, man, you know what? I'm like Rafe Hollister. I just go and hang out by myself. I don't do nothing. So he was kind of living off the grid, what you would call a Canadian good old boy. The locals made fun of him for one reason, though, when he would come into town. Any guesses? Was it his smell, perhaps, because he lived off the grid?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. People were staring at him as soon as he walks in.
He looked disheveled.
Disheveled, yes. Well, they made fun of his lack of teeth and the broken ones that did remain.
Oh, yeah.
He was basically made fun of to the point where he didn't want to go into town anymore because he was so... Here he is, just a country boy, and a Canadian country boy, which is weird to think about. But he's just up there doing his thing. Perhaps he came from Britain because the teeth were so bad, but nevertheless, he didn't take care of them, and people would make fun of him for that. In fact, he would have to chop his food so fine to eat it because of his lack of teeth, and the ones that were there were just poor and broken and not good. So
God, man.
He wanted dentures, but not for the aesthetics of it. He wanted it to be able to eat properly.
It's got to have some practicality, right? Like he has to survive.
I mean, yeah. Like, that when's the last time you used your teeth for something? Well, watch out. Other than eating food.
Yesterday, I took a plastic ring off of a drink bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and plus I saw you opening ball cards, and you were opening that with your teeth, too. You're going to rip them out.
I use them a lot.
Well, be careful you don't end up like this guy. So he wanted dentures, but he was, again, off the grid kind of living guy. There was not even a dentist around where he lived that he could even do that. So what did he do?
I'm curious. What?
He shot a deer and decided to make dentures out of the deer's teeth.
What? Wow. That's
brilliant.
Brilliant, she says. How, you ask? Well, he literally used deer teeth for his dentures. He killed this deer, filed down the deer teeth, glued them into a base that he had made out of epoxy wood, which is really just plastic that looks like wood, as far as I know, epoxy wood. And then everything was held together, and you'll have to help me out with this, fat boy. Everything was held together in this little tray by household cement. What? Like super glue? Like household cement? What is that?
Cement is something you can go
like
buy.
Epoxy or something?
Well, like almost like a PVC type glue, maybe something that sets pretty fast. But what did this guy do before he was homeless? Did he like work at Aspen?
He wasn't homeless. He just
is a country boy.
Yeah, he lived in the woods, but probably in a cabin of some kind. Literally like Tarzan swinging from tree to tree.
So I'm picturing the wrong guy in my head. It's like this guy is a drifter. He's got no place to go.
No, this is a mountain man, but a Canadian version of. So he spelled like neighbor with a U and crap like that. Color with a U and all that.
I've never seen a deer's teeth.
Well, wait to hear full circle. He then turned around and ate the same deer with its own teeth.
Oh, God.
Well,
that's brutal.
I mean, if he's hungry and he had to have teeth to chew the meat, that makes sense.
Waste not, won't not. The people of Canada called him the backwoods wizard because how crafty and resourceful it was. In fact, do you know how he would keep warm in the wintertime?
No.
He would take the stomach of a cow.
Oh, that's gross.
Fill it with hot water and put it in the bed with him.
Oh, God.
He's ingenious.
It's like DiCaprio when he gets in the bear hide in that movie.
Oh, God.
That kept him alive.
Well, I mean, the guy is of something of legend, and he's real, too. Speaking of bears, you mentioned that. He had a grudge against a bear. He had a pet ram, okay?
Okay.
His pet was a ram, and a bear killed his pet ram. And he went on this bear attack where he started killing all these different bears. Because he thought it might be the one that killed his pet ram.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
But this is where you hardcore hunters text in and tell me if this part is true. It says it is. It says that he was killing grizzly bears with a .22 rifle.
You'd have to shoot them like right?
You'd have to put it to their head, I feel like.
Yeah, you have to get real close.
Otherwise, you just shoot the fur off their butt. Remember that from Great Outdoors?
Ah, dang it.
So... He also the eight bear, he killed eight bears for, or is it bear? Eight bears or eight bear?
That's a great question. Like I think it's bears.
Bears. The Berenstain Bears.
Yes, bears.
It's a Mandela effect. I remember Berenstain Bear. Nevertheless, he ate those bears with the deer teeth also. And again, I heard this for years about a mountain man, but from around here. But it's absolutely very true. He ended up wearing the deer teeth for 3 years until they eventually got too loose. They turned very dark because he didn't brush them either, which, deer don't brush their teeth.
No.
And wasn't exactly called a clean person. But today, you can find those. I'm going to plan your summer vacation for next year. I'm going to tell you about this. You can actually see the deer dentures at the Museum of Healthcare.
These deer
teeth. Okay. Let's go, kids. The Museum
That'll
of Healthcare.
The hell, like,
what
is there?
Disney.
The Just first a bunch syringe.
Of, I unless you're a doctor or a nurse.
Now these are stirrups that old so and so.
You want to do a photo opportunity? Put your legs up in there. Oh, we're at the Museum of Healthcare.
What if it wasn't a deer? The guy had to kill a donkey. He's got to wear donkey teeth inside.
God, it is like the hee-haw donkey.
Yeah, I had to look at deer teeth. I've never seen them. They're like they're all sharp.
Yeah, you'd have to file them down. Yeah, they're very, very, like, I never thought about that. I've never seen a deer's teeth.
He must have been really bad off. Like,
they're not usually smiling when they see me.
He must have had almost no teeth in his own head.
Well, he didn't. It's saying that he had 6 to 12 teeth in his head.
But even then.
Before he did this.
You got to fit the mold to your 3 or 4 teeth that you do have.
Yeah. Well,
that's creepy and smart at the same time.
It does say here that dentists don't recommend this. They don't say why. They just don't. The reason why is they want to sell you some, but they say they don't recommend this approach to actually, if you need teeth, don't go and just kill an animal and take their teeth.
Well, you kind of want the teeth to be in line with. I mean, if you can file them down so it fits your jawline.
That's what he had to do.
But if you don't do it correctly, you can get TMJ.
Well, so deer's mouth is real small. Like, imagine he had to, like, break his jaw to get in there. Oh, God. Oh. No. Just to hear it crack.
Wilbur.
I know. Was he like, oh, God. That scared even me. Normally, there's a little bit of a little knock at the door when there's going to be a belt.
It's coming out of both ends today.
I feel like he was sitting there with the deer with fishing line tied to the teeth and keeps closing the door over and over again.
Oh.
Pull the teeth out.
There he's just running with it.
You can Google it. The guy's name, if you want to look it up, is Francis Wharton, W-H-A-R-T-O-N. Francis Wharton.
Oh, man, he kind of looks like Kane.
He looks like Grylls from the James Bond movies. Or not Grills. What was his name?
It was
Dr. Teeth. What was his name?
He was in Dr. No, right?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore too.
What was his damn name? I don't want to look it up.
I don't either.
I get my Bond movies mixed up between Dr. No and
Octopussy.
God dang it, I missed that joke up too.
Right. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.